Welcome again to worship tonight. My name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. And on Wednesday nights during the summer, we invite our musicians for the week to lead us in a musical setting of Vespers. And tonight the Tung family with some friends will be leading us in worship. And we're going to sing together Holden Vespers 07, which is a setting of the traditional evening prayer service written by Will Childs, who was a cook up here at Holden just a couple of years ago. I know we ran out of copies, but if you're not able to see a copy right now, make yourself known, and I'm sure some copies can get passed around and shared. A few words about the service. We'll simply follow the service straight through. You'll be invited to stand at a couple of points. We'll stand at the beginning as we sing a hymn. The hymn of light, the hymn of thanksgiving to Jesus Christ, who is our light shining in our midst. We'll also stand for the Magnificat, Mary's song, which we'll sing as a response to the readings we'll hear read tonight. There, near the end, there'll be an invitation for us to pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. There's not a version printed there, so know that you're invited to pray that in whichever language or version is deepest in your own memory, closest to your heart. So we'll pray that differently, even as we pray it together. And then also know that tonight the choir is going to sing and send us out, and they'll sing the postlude for us tonight, another one of those beautiful shape note songs that they shared with us last night. So once again, welcome to worship. We'll take just a moment of silence, and then as you're able, you'll be invited to stand, and we will sing.
Jesus be with us this evening.
For darkness is not dark to you.
Deepest night shines bright as day.
Let us see your joyful
Thanks be to thee, our God, everlasting, for all thy mercies and goodness from generation to generation to generation. We thank thee for thy loving kindness. Dear God, Creator, Son, Blessed Savior, Spirit, breathing life wherever, we thank thee for all these things. The peace of God be with you all. Loving God, thank you for this day. Please, receive our prayers as a child's gift. Forgive us when we do the wrong thing and when we don't do the right thing. Stay with us and teach us to die to sin and to live in love. Amen.
Tonight's readings are taken from two love stories that took place by a well near a village at the foot of a mountain. The first reading from the 29th chapter of Genesis. Then Jacob went on his journey and came to the land of the people of the east. And as he looked, he saw a well and three flocks of sheep lying there beside it. For out of that well the flocks were watered. The stone on the well's mouth was large, and when all the flocks were gathered there, the shepherds would roll the stone from the mouth of the well and water the sheep, and put the stone back in its place on the mouth of the well. Jacob said to the shepherds, "My brothers, where do you come from?" They said, "We are from Haran." He said to them, "Do you know Laban, son of Nahor?" They said, "We do." He said to them, "Is it well with him?" "Yes," they replied. "And here is his daughter, Rachel, coming with the sheep." Now when Jacob saw Rachel, he went up and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock. And then Jacob kissed Rachel and wept aloud. And Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's kinsman and that he was Rebekah's son. And she ran and told her father.
A reading from the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter. So Jesus came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired out by his journey, was sitting by the well. It was about noon. A Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone to the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria? Jews do not share things in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our ancestor Jacob, who gave us the well, and with his sons and his flocks drank from it?" Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but those who drink of the water that I will give them will never be thirsty. The water that I will give will become in them a spring of water, gushing up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, so that I may never be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water."
There's a light shining in the darkness.
The darkness doesn't get it.
My Savior saw nobody.
Loving God, forgive us when we are mean or ignore one of your suffering children. Reconciler, shower your goodness and love on those we dislike. Change our hearts to pray for them. Creator, show us the beauty of your world. Teach us to be good stewards of it. Healer, cure the sick, bind up the wounds of the broken, and hold the wind-tossed soul in your loving arms. Comforter, be with those we love, so that wherever they are, we are with them in your love. Teacher, light our imaginations, hearts, and minds to proclaim your letters of love to the world. Savior, give us courage to stand up for the weak and lowly, so that we may know Jesus' love for everyone. Thank you for this day. Keep us in your love this evening. Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father.
Before the Passover feast, Jesus knelt and washed the feet of his disciples. Then he got up and said to them,
"May God bless and keep you. May God's face shine on you. My peace I give you.
Go with God's courage.
Thanks be to God.